We're up to Daf Ayin Amar Aleph, about 7 lines from the top, the 2 dots. We're discussing Shogig on Shabbos. If you're a Shogig on Shabbos, then you bring only 1 Karmachatis. If you knew a Shabbos, you just weren't aware that these were Malachas, and every Malacha you do, you bring another Chatis. So the Gemara asks, you tell me if you did a number of malachas, you chay for each one. Chiluk menachos menolon. How do you know there's a separate carbon for each malacha? If you did them all one helim, you know one forgetfulness, maybe you just bring one carbon for no matter how many malachas did on that Shabbos. Amar Shmuel Amar Krash Shmuel ring a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Michal leha, those who desecrate the Shabbos, mois yumus. It says twice mois. Sounds like all kinds of deaths or many deaths. And we're going to say that it's talking about, as we've seen in a minute, we're talking about Shogeg. How? So he says, Ripsa Mises Harbe, Hatayra Ripsa Mises Harbe Achil Lecha. The Torah says, Mechala, you desecrate one Shabbos, and yet there'll be a whole bunch of Mises, because you did a whole bunch of Malachas. Says the Gemara, Hai Ben Mezik, isn't this pasuk talking about Mois Yumas? That's amazing. Who's talking about Shogeg Kabanis? Says the Gemara, Yimeini Inyel Mezit. If you cannot be talking about Mezit, the Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Kol Ha'osev Voy Melacha Yumas, whoever does a Melacha will die. So we already know already that you shouldn't do Melacha. T'no Inyel L'Shayig. And Umay Yumas, Yumas, what does it mean Yumas, that a person should die? How do you die? Yumas Mamon, your money will die. In other words, it'll cost you money because you have to bring a number of Kabanas. I'm not sure why we had to bring the pasuk of Kol Ha'osev Melacha Yumas to prove that it cannot be talking about Mezid, because if it is talking about Mezid, how many times can a person die? You can only kill a person once. So what do you mean, Mrs. Harba? So L'Cheder had to mean something else in Pasha Pshat, without having to bring another pasuk to prove that we're not talking about Mezid here. But anyway, so we know from here, this is the pasuk that Shmuel brings, that we know that there's a number of Melachas, you bring a number of Karmachatoyis, because Mois Yumas. Says the Gemara, the tapek lechil melachas, but there are other mekayrus brought down by the Tanaim from where you learn out mechilig melachas. And why doesn't Shmuel bring that? Mehecha the nafka le Rab Nosson. We're going to learn a machlekes Rab Nosson Rab Yosi. The Torah highlights one melacha leisavaru eish bechol meshver sechem. And the question is, why does the Torah highlight only this melacha? So we have a machlekes Rab Yosi Rab Nosson whether the Torah is only coming to say the lav yotzes. The Torah is coming to tell you that everything else you get killed for. This one here is merely a lav. Or the reason is because l'chalot yotzes. To tell you that, just like over here, you did one malacha and you're already chayiv, so to any other malacha you do, each malacha has its own chiyuvim. In Mor HaTanya, Rab Nosson says, this is l'zavad ha'chom sh'zeichem b'yem ha'shabbos. Ma tamad lo'im, what's the point of this pasuk? Why punk this one? It already says you should do any malacha. Why highlight this one? Lefish and Nemah, it says in the Pasuk, Yakel Moshe is called Das B'nai Yisroel. Moshe gathered all these together and he told them, Eile Hadvorim. These are the things. And then it says in the next Pasuk, Shesh Yom in Tasa Melacha, 6 days, you know, Shesh Yom in Tavod, and the 7th day you rest. And then it says Eile Hadvorim. It could have said Eile Dvorim. So we dashen Dvorim, Dvorim means you're already two. Hadvorim, the extra hay, is already a third thing, so it's three. And Eile Gematria is 36. So you take Eile together with Hadvorim, you get 39. I can tell you there are 39 malachas on Shabbos. Eile Shloishi Vetesha Malacha Shenemel Moshe Vesina 39 malachas on Torah Shabbos. Yochel Abad and then thought, says Rab Nosson, that Osun Kulam Behelamechen and Chai Velach, if you did all the malachas in one go, you still only bring one chatas. Tamalemir. Therefore, we have another pasuk where it says, in Pasuk Yisisa, you should rest on the 7th day, Bechorish uvekotze tishbois. From plowing and harvesting you should rest. Again, highlights two malachas. So the big machlekes in Tanaim, we'll have also in Moreh Hashanah, whether it's to do with, we're talking about Shemitah, but adding to it, or we're talking about Shabbos. Now, Badai, so if the word is Behelemecha, to tell you that every malacha is a separate malacha, why can't we learn it from the the fact that it says b'chodesh v'katzir tishbos teaches you that every malacha has its own thing. Okay, so the Torah highlighted these two malachas to tell you that these two malachas, if you do them, you get two avedis. All the rest of the malachas, maybe you only chayiv one. Now, the Rashi already asked, we have a rule that if you have a klal, and then you have a prat that comes out of the klal, didn't come out only for itself, it came out to reflect on everything else. So why don't we use the same rule over here? And Rashi says, must say, there's all the other malachas, there's an here it says, b'cheresh v'katz tishbois, it's an asay, all the other malachas is l'sasakom malacha, and we do not say when the prat that comes out is an asay, which is different than the klal, which is a lav, we don't say that the prat is coming to reflect on the entire lav. Rashi gives two answers, that's one of the answers. So maybe the rest of the malachas, you only chayiv, one, no matter how many malachas you did. It says, again, another malacha that is highlighted, Havara b'chlal, Havara was included, why did it come on its own? To compare everything to Havara. V'loimel, I'll tell you, ma Havara she'av malacha, and v'chayov in olefnas, he did that way of Havara, you already chayiv, av koshu, av malacha, chayov in olefnas, me chayiv on its own. So therefore, Rav Nosson holds that Havara l'lav yotzes. So the question is, on Shmuel, why do you have to bring your own pasuk mechalel, most humus, bring the pasuk Rav Nosson brings. So the Gemara Shmuel Sovlok Rabbi Yosi, he said that no, you know why the Torah says Havara? Not l'lav yotzes. The Torah says Havara, say not l'chal yotzes, but l'lav yotzes. The Amri says Havara l'lav yotzes, to tell you that this is different than all other avedas, and you don't get skila for it. You don't get killed. All you get is a lav by Havara. I can't use it, so I'd rather use mechalem mois yumas. The Tanya, what's the story here? Because we have machlekes. Havara l'lav yotzei Rabbi Yosi, and we have l'chal yotzei. And what does he do b'chadish v'katzer? He uses for the drasha either Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva. Either to teach you, according to Rabbi Kiva, teach you the idea of tesis, shmita, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, to tell you that what's asar on Shabbos only chadish v'katzer of reshus. But if it's a mitzvah, for example, the Omer, it's Deicha Shabbos. So therefore, you can't learn from those two. Frederick Maravite, according to Rabbi Yosi, where does he learn Chiluk Malachas? He brings another pasuk. And the question will be, why doesn't Shmuel use that pasuk? Why does he have to bring a third pasuk? What's the story? Says the Gemara, we learned. But still, why doesn't Shmuel learn Chiluk Malachas from the same place Rabbi Yosi learns? The Tanya, Rabbi Yosi says, where do I learn Chiluk Malachas from? It says, if a person does a Shoyge Yiva Osa, and he did, Ach me achas mehena, if he did one of these, now the word, it could have said Va'osa achas, he did one. The meh, the extra mem, is extra. And then the entire word mehena is extra. The mem and the hena. Just say, Va'osa achas, he did one of these avedas. Why is it from these? So he tell you, pa'amim, sometimes, so we darshan achas and hena. Pa'amim, sometimes, chayavim achas, you chay one carbon al kulin, even though you did a whole bunch. And upami, sometimes chayovin akol achavachan. Sometimes is heina. Sometimes achas she heina, and sometimes heina she achas. Sometimes you can do a whole bunch of avedas. We'll soon see you talking about Shabbos. You can do a whole bunch of malachas, and yet you bring only one karkatas if you forgot that it's Shabbos. And sometimes you mechal one Shabbos, you bring a whole bunch of kabbanis. If what, even though it's only one Shabbos, if you did a whole bunch of malachas, and the shaygig was in the malachas. So the Gemara. My time Rabbi Yosi achas meachas could have said achas instead it says meachas heina mehena the mem is extra there as well besides the whole word is extra so achas she heina sometimes you have one which is many and sometimes heina many she achas and sometimes many there are one what's and then you have one and then you have achas meachas what is achas meachas part of an achas. Achas is Shimon. Let's say you wanted to write the name Shimon. So this is what we dash of an extra mem. They wanted to write the full name Shimon. And Me'achas, he didn't end up writing the full name, but he only wrote Shem Shimon. He wrote the first two letters. Ksiva needs a minimum of two letters. Even though there's one opinion, the more later just starts scratching and lines and all that. But we all have to be letters, words. And your intention, and you made a word. The only thing is, you wanted to write the word Shimon. So it's Me'achas. You only wrote part of the word. So there, and yet you're chayiv, and heina is others. Meheina is tuldas. That what you're also chayiv. Also, what comes out of the others, which are tuldas. If you did the tuld on Shabbos, you're chayiv. And now, what's Pshat Achas Shehi? Remember, there's an extra mem in each one. So, an extra mem from Achas, we learn that part of the Malachi, you end up writing part of the word you intended to write, but it's a full word. And Mehena means that comes from these. So, you have the Ovis, and what comes are the Tulus. Then you have Achas Shehena and Hena Sheachas. Achas Shehi Hena. You do one Aveda, yet done many. Zodin Shabbos, you knew what Shabbos, it's one Shabbos. Obish Gurga Malachas, you did a whole bunch of Malachas, Shigas Malachas, you did a whole bunch of Malachas without realizing it's Asr. For every Malach, you bring a separate Chatos. So Achas, one Shabbos, you were over, and Shehena, you bring many Kabbalahs. And then Hena Sheachas, how do you have a case of Hena, which is Achas? Then you did many, you only chayv one. Shigas Shabbos and Malachas, you didn't know Shabbos, and you made amazing Malachas. Okay, so therefore, why didn't Shmuel learn from there? Answer the Gemara, Shmuel, Achas Shehena, Hena Sheachas, Loi Mashmalei. He doesn't think that's a drasha, that you know, you can learn from here that you bring one, you do one of it, you bring many malachas and so on. Because he says, no, that the reason why the Torah wrote me'achas and mehena is to teach you just the first two things we said. One is Shem Meshimen, and one is Tulis, and Tulis from others. Okay, so he holds you need a pasik, because in the beginning we learned that Tulis is a swara. Because it's similar to the Av and therefore the Chayv. And Rabbi Yossi holds it's not a Svara, it's actually a Pasuk to teach you that you Chayv on Tulis. The entire word, the word Mehena. Says about further, boy, Minei Rava Merav Nachman. Rava asked a question for Rav Nachman. What happens if Helem Ze Vezeh B'yodei? We learned before, you forgot that it's Shabbos, you bring one Chatzis. You knew it's Shabbos, you forgot that there's Malachas, you bring a separate carbon for each Malacha. What happens if you forgot both? You forgot that it's Shabbos, and you didn't realize that these are called malachas. Which one do we focus on now? So you did a whole bunch of malachas on that particular Shabbos. Do you bring one chatas, or do you bring many? So the Gemara explains, Amalei, he said to him, so Nachman answered, Hari helem Shabbos b'yodei v'ein echai v'lachas. The fact is, you didn't know it was Shabbos, so therefore, you only bring one carbon. Says the Gemara, Adarabah, using that logic, had he held a malachah b'yodei? He also didn't know, you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to write, you're not allowed to sew, so you should be b'chayv, b'kol achav achas. What are you saying? That's my question. Which one do we focus on? Elam Ravashi, Chazinu B'si. If you told him, you know, it's Shabbos, and that caused him to right away stop what he's doing, that shows that what the main problem here is that he didn't know it's Shabbos, he bring him one chatas. If you told him Shabbos, he still continues what he's doing. And you have to tell him, hey, you know, you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos. And then he stops. Then it's clear that it's the malachas that is the shagig. And you bring many kabbalas, depending how many malachas it is. So chazinu we see. Mishum Shabbos kapodesh. You told him Shabbos. He stops what he's doing. Then it comes out that it's only one aveda. How do you have Shabbos beyond it? The main cause of your shagig is Shabbos. Then chayv alachas. Mishum malacha kapodesh. But if you you tell him, you know, you're not allowed to carry. And then he stops. Then it's obviously the malachas that the shagig. How do you have malachas beyond the chayv alachas vachas? I still don't understand. Even so, klum parish mishabbos. Even if you told him Shabbos, but why is he stopping? Because it's a malacha. So and remember, your question was that he forgot it's a malacha. So just because you told him it's Shabbos, right away he remembers, what does he remember? He remembers the Shabbos, and he remembers, you now do this malacha Shabbos. So why are you saying we only look at the Shabbos part, you bring one chatas, why don't you look at the malacha's part, you bring many? And if forget, klum part of malacha, you told him it's a malacha. Why is he stopping? Because it's Shabbos. So ultimately, because it's Shabbos. El Mishum Shabbos. El Eloishna. It makes no difference. The fact is, since you forgot that it's Shabbos, even though you also forgot that these are malachas, the central forgetting here is Shabbos, and therefore you bring only one carbon for the entire Shabbos. So the Gemara asks what we had yesterday. It's not we learned. And later on, we'll soon learn a few days. Of his malachas, Abayin Chasa Achas, a total of 39 malachas. Vavin, Vayasmin Yonah, why do you have to tell me 39? I can just look in the Mishnah and count the malachas that are listed. Rabbi Yechin is said to tell you, Yishim Osun Kulam Behelam Echel Chayva Galachas Vachas. The Mishnah is trying to inform you that if you did Ulam Malachas, you're Chayva Shagin all of them. So there's a possibility of a case where you totally forgot that there were any malachas on Shabbos and you bring 39 Karmachatas. And as we asked yesterday, what exactly does it mean you knew it was Shabbos if you didn't know about the Malachas? If you're going to tell me that what? If you forgot that it's Shabbos and you forgot the Malachas, you bring only, you bring a carbon for every Malacha, like Rav Ashi was saying. Okay, Shabbos, it makes sense. You forgot it was Shabbos, and you know, if you didn't know there were 39 Malachas, then obviously you also didn't know about Shabbos, and you forgot that it was Shabbos. So the Mishnah would be a classical case of forgetting it's Shabbos, forgetting Malachas, and yet Rabbi Yechina says, if you did all 39, you bring 39 you think there are no kabbalas. So it makes sense. Because if you remind him the malachas, and therefore he stops. Okay. So you bring 39. You have helam zev, a case of helam zev zev yodei, and you bring 39 malachas. But if you can learn like Ravina, that helam Shabbos b'yodei, ein chaylacha, that if you forgot that it's Shabbos, even though you forgot the 39 malachas, you're going to bring one carbon. So if you forgot, what pshat abyechen, you forgot all 39 malachas, you bring 39 kabbonis. But if you forgot the 39 malachas, obviously you forgot Shabbos as well. And according to Ravina, you should only bring one carbon. Otherwise, what do you mean you knew it's Shabbos and you didn't know there were any malachas? How could it be? So my answer is very simple. The Mishnah is talking about Bezod and Shavinu was Shabbos, Veshig Malach, he didn't know it was a Malacha. Says the Gemara, how can that be? Now remember yesterday we had a Machlek, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, even if you knew that this is an Aveda, but you didn't know you get Karas for it, that's called a Shayig. Okay, so then it makes sense. You knew it was Shabbos, you knew there were 39 Malachas, you knew there were 39 Avedas, you just was not aware that they're Karas, so therefore you can have 39 Shgogas and yet knowing it's Shabbos. Even though you knew it was an Aveda, if you didn't know, you get Kaddish for it. And you did it deliberately. I understand. The Yodel Shabbos v'lav. He knew that Shabbos existed. He knew there were 39 malachas, but he thought you only get a lav and malchus, and he didn't know you get Kaddish. Okay, and that's called a shayik. But if you hold like a shlokish, you saw like a shemalokish. The Amru says, "Ad sheyish gog v'lav v'kaddish." You what's pshat a shayik? You didn't know it was an Aveda. If the Yodel Shabbos of Ma, if you didn't know it was an Aveda, so how do you know a Shabbos? L'chayit is helam zev zeh. So we answered like yesterday, the Yodel bet chumin l'Rabbi Akiva. You knew it was Shabbos, but you knew the only Issa was chumin, and like Rabbi Akiva. Or there are other things like Mechamer, which we'll learn later on. There's another, why it's called Aboyim Chaser Achas, because there's another Melacha called Mechamer, letting a donkey carry things for you and leading it, but there's no punishment there. But the Gemara could have answered that. But he wanted to highlight that the only one who holds that Chumen is the Hatrei Rabbi Akiva. Chacham holds no matter how far you walk on Shabbos, it's only Midrabban. Now we have a fascinating Gemara. It's a concept called Greda. If one Aveda pulls in train another Aveda, meaning as follows. You bring we learned before that if you did a number, a number of days in a row, if there was no Yidiyah ben time, if it was all one under one Shayyug, then you bring only one carbon. If Monday you ate treif, you didn't realize it, then Monday night you realize, and then Tuesday you forgot again, and you ate, and when the same thing happened. Every time you forget and do it again, and you knew and you forgot, that's a new carbon. Now, we just said before that if you forgot it Shabbos, but you knew Malach, you forgot it Shabbos, you bring one carbon. If you knew it was Shabbos, you forgot the Malachas, you bring two. So we're going to have an interesting situation here, where initially, in the morning, Shabbos morning, you forgot that it was Shabbos, or Friday night, you forgot that it was Shabbos, and you did two separate Malachas. And then, on Shabbos by day, you forgot that these are two Malachas, and you did them again. Now, for Friday night activity, you should bring only one carbon. You forgot it Shabbos. For Shabbos afternoon activity, you should bring two kabbonis. You should bring two kabbonis. So the shayla is as follows. Omer of a kotzar v'tochan, you harvested and you ground kigregel, the size of a gregel, a dry fig, which we'll learn later, that's the shear for the malachas on Shabbos. B'shgigel Shabbos v'zol malachas. You forgot that on Shabbos, but you knew the malachas, you just forgot that on Shabbos. And so you only chai one carbon. And then, now, there was no yidi in between, because this yidi in between that's totally unrelated to each other. But then, let's say in the morning or in the afternoon, v'chozar v'kotzar v'tochen gra, you did the same activities again, but this time, b'zod and Shabbos, you knew it was Shabbos, but v'shigin malacha, you forgot that these are considered malachas. Okay, so you did basically twice each malacha, but the first time around you did it as forgetting a Shabbos, the second time you forgot that each is a malacha, but you knew it was Shabbos. So for the second time, if it had been only in isolation, you would have to bring two kabbonis. For the first time in isolation, you bring only one carbon. Now what happened was, first thing that you became aware of was Friday night's activity, which when you forgot was Shabbos. So right away, you chayv one carbon. Okay, you chayv from one carbon. And that one carbon covers the two malachas you did Friday night, the ktsida and the tchina. Then the chaz of a neidele, before you brought your carbon, you found out al ktsida val tchina shal zodn Shabbos v'shig malachas. Then you found out about the other activity you did Shabbos by day where you knew it was Shabbos and you forgot these malachas. So he comes up with this fascinating idea that since you're bringing a carbon already for the first, for katz of a tachad, even though it's under the umbrella forgetting that it's Shabbos, you bring one carbon. Since the same malacha you did again on that same Shabbos, it's considered like the same Avera in one helam. So the katzah, the first one, is mechaper for the katzah of the second one, and the tachan of the first one is mechaper the tachan of the second one, so you don't have to bring any more kabbalas. One carbon does the whole lot. Ktsida geredes, ktsida utchina geredes, chine, because it's the same melacha behelem echad. So the first katzah and the second katzah are considered helem echad, and therefore it's one kapara. Fair enough. Avo, here comes the chiddush. What about noideloi? What happens? You knew the second one first. First you heard, or first you became aware that in the afternoon what you did was a malach on Shabbos, and you shouldn't have done it. Remember, you knew it was Shabbos, you just didn't know there was malachas. Let's say you became aware of that first. So now you chayv two kabbanas. You chayv two kabbanas. One for katzah, one for tachan. Comes along and says like this. What about for the first lot? Avo noideloi al ktsida shal zodin Shabbos v'shigin malachas. So this is what happens. So the carbon you bring for the second ktsida automatically includes the first katzah because it's the same malacha and behelem echad. And then since you took care of the katzah of the first malacha and the katzah and the tachan of the first malacha considered one malacha because there you forgot about Shabbos, so the katzah atones for the tachan of the first malacha. And with chino she'ima, so then what happens? Your second katzah takes care of the first katzah, and the first katzah pulls in the tchina because it's really one and the same. But to go all around and say, now that the tachan in the first lot has been forgiven, because it's part of the katzah of the first lot, and since the katzah of the first lot is forgiven only because it's connected to the katzah of the second lot, so that's a greater already, we don't get go complete circle and say, well, now the tachan of the first lot should now cancel the tachan of the second lot. That's a greater to a greater, and it doesn't work. So therefore, you have to bring two kabbanas. One for your kotzer of the second lot, and that takes care of the kotzer and tochen of the first lot, and then you need to bring a second carbon for the tochen of the second lot because there's nothing to atone for it. That's a Rav's opinion. Comes along Abayi and says no. Tchina nami goyredes tchina koshem tchina achasi. Once you atone for the tchina in the first lot, that tchina then pulls and trains the tchina of the second lot. That's called greater to a greater, and you don't have to bring a carbon for that. So one carbon takes care of all four. Says the Gemara, Miisle the Rava greater. Does Rava Bechlal even believe in the concept of greater? Forget about greater. He agrees with the first greater, doesn't agree with the second. He agrees with the first greater that the katzah of the second lot takes care of the katzah of the first lot, and then the katzah of the first lot grabs the tachin in tow. So, but the fact that the katzah of the second lot includes the katzah of the first lot, that in itself is greater. And Rava agrees with the principle of greater. But eat, we learn. Ochal shnei zeis echelev behelim echad. He ate two kazeisim of trefa fats in one go. One forgetfulness. Okay, so you had A, B, and you knew, you found out suddenly that either A or B was trefa fats, and you have to bring a carbon. But before you brought the carbon, you went ahead, and there was a C now. Suddenly you ate a third time, no, but let's say you became aware of the first one, that you know you shouldn't have eaten the trefa fats, but you still were not aware about the second one, and then you had a third one. So the third one is behelim achas with the second one. Omar Rava says Rava, heavy carbon arishin. If you brought a carbon for the first one that you found out about, then rishin v'sheni mischapin, because the second one B was eaten behelim echad with the rishin. So therefore, the carbon is for both because both behelim echas. Abugibulin mischapin. It cannot. You don't say that once the second one is mischapin, the second one automatically pulls the third one in tow. There's no such thing as greater. What about says Rav a heavy carbon on a shlishi? You brought a carbon on the third one. You found out the third one. Then shlishi v'sheni was chapin because the third and second were both done behelim echad. The first one was not because you became aware between the first and the third. So the first one is not part of the third one. Is the first? So the second and third are mechapin. Abarishin ainim mechapin. There's no such thing as greater that once the second one is mechapin, it's the second one which was behelim with the first should pull it along. Heavy carbon, I'll tell you, but if you brought a carbon for the middle one, so the middle one you did behelim echad with the first, and behelim echad with the third, then it's chaper kulon. Otherwise, there's no greater. Abayi says, no, we believe in greater. So I feel a heavy carbon, alechme, even if you brought a carbon, let's say, on the third or on the first, it's chaper kulon. They're all forgiven. Why? Because once the third and this, let's say you brought on the third and the second are behelim echad, and once the second was nischaper, and the second and the first was done behelim, the second pulls the first one along. So we see clearly, Rava does not believe in the whole principle of greater. Once he heard from Abaye the concept of greater, he thought, ah, it's a good word, and he agreed with him. So he said, what's the machlekes on the top of the page? If you believe in greater, then why doesn't Rava believe that you make the full loop? And once that the second tzitzit took care of the first one, and the first tzitzit pulled the tchina with it, why doesn't the first tchina then pull the second tchina? So the Gemara answers, the Gemara asks, Tchina na mitigol tchina. Answers the Gemara, greater is like Rava agreed with Abaye, I'll believe in greater. Or but greater, digreater, that one thing should be able to pull another thing, let's say that far we don't go. Okay, so we'll stop here.